I'm Rachel Atwell for NPR Illinois. The music you're hearing is from a YouTube video with over 2 million hits. The group is called Laboratorium Pieśni. It's based in Poland, and the name translates to song laboratory. The female singers use traditional polyphonic singing techniques and perform songs from all over the world with a focus on Eastern Europe. The founder of the group and another member will be coming to Springfield this weekend. On Friday night, they will present what's called a sound bath. Now, Terry Woodliffe joins us. She organized the event and starts by talking about the song.
This is one of the songs that Alina uncovered as she started researching traditional songs in the Slavic tradition. So she sought out Belarus, Poland, Ukraine, trying to find authentic early songs. And she says the reason is that when she sings those styles, she just feels her heart swell, and a totally different feeling comes over her than when she just sings regular rock songs, pop songs, modern songs. When she sings these traditional songs, she feels very connected to history and to people and to the earth even. And so her work just kind of grew. She wanted more songs and more songs. And then Camilla joined her and they began to sing together. And then they began to focus more on even more harmony. So the group, Laboratorium Pieśni, grew out of the desire to share many harmonied songs in the traditional format.
So the Sound Bath concert is going to be in Springfield on Friday. We'll have more information at nprillinois.org for those who are interested. And Terry, tell us about the two women who will be performing the songs. Tell us a little bit more about how they came about this sort of traditional musical form of art.
Well, Alina has studied at the Jasinka Forest-Based Institute there in Poland. And she created this opportunity to meet within a song out of her intensive studies that she delved into, first from theatrical practices and then moving more fully into the research world. And they actually are working with the university in Poland, where they lead the project at the university called the Academy of Song Laboratory. And that's really what it's all about. It's a laboratory of song and music and voice and spirit, and how do you work to combine all of those together.
And so there will be workshops in Springfield. They're taking place in a few other cities across the country. They're already sold out. The Sound Bath, though, on Friday night is what people can still attend. Explain for us what we mean when we say sound bath.
A sound bath is where you come to the venue and you lay down on a yoga mat. You cover yourself with a shawl. You cover your eyes. Anything you need to be very, very comfortable and fully relaxed. And then the sound will wash or bathe over you. And so they will do intuitive moments where they just allow the songs to build in the moment without anything pre-planned, pre-rehearsed. And they use their traditional instruments. The songs will build from all of their traditional work and just be intuitive in the moment. And you just lay back and enjoy it washing over you.